This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia, Turkey have struck a deal that effectively transforms the map of northeast Syria. Get more on the story from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In the wake of President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, Russia and Turkey have announced an agreement to jointly patrol nearly the entire northeastern Syrian border. The announcement came after 6 hours of talks between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the Black Sea resort of Sochi. The agreement calls for Kurdish fighters to be given 150 hours to pull back 20 miles from the border. That makes the deadline 6 p.m. next Tuesday. Meantime, in another twist to the chaotic situation, Iraq said Tuesday the U.S. troops withdrawn from Syria do not have permission to stay on its territory. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced legislation Tuesday denouncing Turkey's invasion of northern Syria and prodding President Trump to halt his withdrawal of U.S. troops from the embattled country. Meantime, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he is demanding briefings from the administration's top officials on their plans for handling the Syrian crisis.
Thanks to the strong leadership of President Donald
Trump. One way.
That was not Chuck Schumer, unfortunately. The Democrat-led House last week overwhelmingly approved a bipartisan resolution opposing the U.S. troop withdrawal. And former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, hospitalized after falling for a second time this month, at his home in Plains, Georgia, the Carter Center said the 95-year-old is looking forward to recovering at his home from a minor pelvic fracture. Carter is the nation's oldest living former president. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA.